Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
From London, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is The Standard. Pressure is mounting on the government to investigate the controversial single justice procedure. It can be used when an individual or company has been charged with a minor victimless criminal offence and the case is decided by a magistrate without going to court. At least 4,000 prosecutions a week are brought through the secretive fast-track court system, where hearings are allowed to take place behind closed doors and magistrates spend as little as 90 seconds considering cases. The idea is to help relieve some of the pressure on our country's court system. But a long-running standard investigation has exposed multiple flawed cases being brought against sick and vulnerable people. Joining me now to explain more is our courts correspondent, Tristan Kirk. Tristan, behind closed doors justice, just explain what is we're talking about here.
This is the single justice procedure. It's something the Evening Standard's been looking at now for quite some time. It's a court process whereby magistrates sit behind closed doors dealing with largely low-level offences like speeding, traffic violations, fare dodging, not paying the TV licence, that kind of thing. It's a process that's been in place now for around about a decade. It was brought in to essentially to streamline the justice process and make it cheaper and supposedly more accessible and easier for people to use. But there are quite a lot of concerns mounting around how it's operating, whether it's delivering a fair system of justice, and whether it's transparent enough to continue operating in the way that it has been.
Can you give us an idea about the scale of this situation?
Well, this is a process that I would imagine most people listening wouldn't have heard of necessarily. The single justice procedure is a pretty mundane title for a court process. It sounds like a sort of a very obscure corner of the justice system. But actually, the majority of all of the criminal cases who go through the courts in England and Wales each year go through the single justice procedure. It's something like 750,000 cases every single year, not happening in an open court setting, but happening in an office with just a magistrate sat on their own, looking at paperwork, dealing with cases based on written evidence alone, and then handing out convictions and fines and penalties. For the vast majority of people in this country, they won't necessarily come in contact with the criminal justice system. But if they do, it's likely to be one of the offences that's actually dealt with by the single justice procedure. For example, breaking the speed limit when driving, not paying a particular bill, whether that's the TV licence or something that the DVLA require on motor vehicles, low-level offences such as antisocial behaviour on the trains, that kind of thing. Also, it must be noted that this is the process that dealt with the vast majority of breaches of the COVID-19 regulations. So it's not like this is a system that is somehow trivial or not important to people. Those COVID offences were, after Partygate certainly, there was a massive amount of interest and scandal around what was going on, how the laws and legislation had been used. Those cases were all largely held in the single justice procedure behind closed doors and without very much scrutiny at all.
Let's go to the ads. Stay there to hear more from our courts correspondent, Tristan Kirk, on the growing calls for the government to investigate the single justice procedure.
Sir Bob Neill, who is the chair of the Justice Select Committee and a very influential Conservative backbencher, has said that as a result of the standards reporting, there's a lot of merit in the idea of having a look at the single justice procedure again and perhaps ordering a full-scale review into how it's working.
Why not hit rate and follow in the meantime?
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back. Still with me is Tristan Kirk, the Standards Courts correspondent. Tristan, pressure is now mounting on the government to investigate the procedure. Who are some of the voices calling for an investigation?
Well, the Evening Standard's been reporting on this now for quite some time, bringing to light some of the things that have been happening within this process, within these courts that people don't necessarily look at very much. We've been highlighting cases where prosecutions have been brought and then people have been convicted, and it's turned out that those people convicted have been vulnerable, have been pensioners. They've been, in some cases, lacking mental capacity, suffering from mental ill health. And in other cases, just really tragic stories of people who didn't pay bills and ended up within the criminal justice system and not necessarily treated as fairly as they could have been. For example, the ones that we've highlighted this week, and it is every week stories like this, are a pensioner suffering with Alzheimer's, being prosecuted by the DVLA when he owed just £3.34, and he was steamrolled through the process on the conveyor belt of the single justice procedure, whereas the DVLA could, in a fairer system, we say, have taken a step back and said maybe we don't need to prosecute this person. We found a domestic abuse victim who was fined after her controlling ex-boyfriend failed to insure the car that they were once sharing. She was then held to account for the unpaid bill. Certainly the evidence before the court seemed to suggest that the ex-boyfriend was the one who should have been held to account, but wasn't. And we asked the question whether that's a fair an appropriate system of justice. Now, we've got quite a few people who have seen our reporting and have started to say that this isn't fair. This is a system that maybe needs looking at again. Sir Bob Neill, who is the chair of the Justice Select Committee and a very influential Conservative backbencher, has said that as a result of the standards reporting, there's a lot of merit in the idea of having a look at the single justice procedure again and perhaps ordering a full-scale review into how it's working. The Labour MP Wayne David picked up the case of one of his constituents who had been treated rather harshly, and he's been calling for a cross-party action on this to look as parliamentarians at the system again. Similarly, Conservative Mayor of the West Midlands, Andy Street, and another Conservative MP, Eddie Hughes from Walsall, have also written letters to the Justice Secretary saying maybe it's time we looked at this again. The system isn't necessarily working for people who are vulnerable and caught up in it.
What are the next stages when it comes to getting an actual investigation into this procedure? What more needs to be done to get the ball rolling?
Our argument, and some of the MPs are starting to agree with that, is that the prosecutors need to be involved in all parts of the process. Perhaps the single justice procedure is working too quickly, and it needs to slow down a bit so that appropriate decisions on fairness, public interest can be taken at all stages of the process when new information emerges. The question is what happens next? We can continue highlighting these cases as we have been doing for many weeks now. The new Lady Chief Justice, Lady Carr, has agreed to look into the concerns that we've been raising, particularly around people with mental ill health and how they're being treated by the system. The Lord Chancellor, Alex Chalke, has been written to repeatedly now. As far as we're aware, he hasn't responded to those letters, but that is an open question for him and the Ministry of Justice as to what you're going to do about this. We think we've highlighted a quite obvious flaw in the system, and now is the time is ripe for someone to do anything about it. And I suppose the question is whether there's the political will to actually look into this and maybe make some changes to make things a bit fairer. The other thing that I should mention, at least one case that we've highlighted has actually been overturned after our report came out. It was a woman from Charlton who has Down syndrome and learning difficulties. She was convicted of not paying the TV licence, even though she doesn't actually have the mental capacity to manage her own finances, and that was done for her by the council. The council made a mistake, didn't pay the TV licence, and yet she ended up getting prosecuted and convicted, and nobody stepped in at any part of the court process to say, maybe this shouldn't be happening, this seems wrong. And now, as a result of us bringing that case to light, that conviction has been reopened and overturned. And so as a society, as a country as a whole, I think we should be very interested in how this system's working, because it could, in theory, affect all of us. It's a case of whether there's political will to step in at this stage and say, do you know what, this system we created to make things better and faster hasn't necessarily made things better and faster at all, and we need to have a rethink.
You can read more about the Standard's investigation into the single justice procedure in the newspaper or on our website, standard.co.uk. And that's it from this episode. This podcast is back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.